Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, so can go on to some news. We have a nature theme, perhaps in keeping with the first feature you heard earlier. Then, Case to Lifeboat and the Britannia Pier get a look in. But first, a special service of commemoration for the Edith Cavell Memorial at the Cathedral. A special evensong service at Norwich Cathedral paid tribute to First World War heroine and Norfolk nurse Edith Cavell. This unique service was held to commemorate the anniversary of her burial at the Cathedral, which also serves as her final resting place. Cavell's tale of self-sacrifice during the war has been a source of inspiration worldwide. The service had the Norwich Cathedral Choir leading the attendees in singing and concluded with a procession to her grave, where "Abide With Me" was sung, mirroring her funeral back in 1919. Cavell, born in Swordston in 1865, was known for her dedication to professional nursing. She saved the lives of soldiers, irrespective of their allegiance during the war in Belgium, by collaborating with the Belgian resistance. She helped more than 200 Allied soldiers escape to Holland, but was sentenced to death by firing squad under German military law in October 1915. Before she was executed, Cavell was quoted as saying, "Standing as I do in view of God and eternity, I realise that patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness for anyone."
A rare sight, seen no more than a handful of times in the UK in the last 30 years, Somerleyton Hall Garden's giant spear lily is currently in flower and can be seen in the garden over the next few weeks. The lily, which is native to eastern Australia, is more than 30 years old and is grown indoors. Its 8-foot flower spike started appearing last October and has now started to open. The plant was gifted to Simon Gashes, the head gardener at Somerleyton Hall Gardens, 10 years ago by the late Will Giles of the Exotic Garden in Norwich. Mr. Gashes said, "It's really exciting and sad at the same time to see such a beautiful and unusual flower, because it's the end of a long era of looking after her."
A community garden group in Norwich has been given a major boost in its attempt to keep part of the city green. Grapes Hill Community Garden Group has received almost £18,000 in funding from the National Lottery. The money will go towards new events and workshops, enhancing the city centre garden that transformed a previously disused space into a vibrant community hub. Chair of the group, Richard Behrman, who previously led the Green Party group at Norfolk County Council, is thrilled that they can continue to grow. He said, "We're delighted that the National Lottery Community Fund has recognised our work in this way." The community garden, run by volunteers, promotes organic principles and provides a place for neighbours to learn how to grow edible plants. 9 raised beds are available for those with limited outdoor space to rent and cultivate their own produce.
Nature groups warned that recent flooding and warming temperatures have increased the rise of a spike in the numbers of Asian murder hornets. The public has been urged to report any sightings of the hornet amid fears the bug will move up the UK after becoming established in Kent. Richard Benwell, Wildlife and Countryside Link Chief Executive, said, "Invasive species are already one of the biggest threats to the UK environment, from smothering waterways to outcompeting native species. They also cause billions of pounds in damage a year to homes and businesses and even pose risks to human health. Asian hornets pose a serious threat to British bees, and the British Pest Control Association has said any sightings should be immediately reported and dealt with by professionals. Slightly smaller than native European hornets, Asian hornets are black or dark brown with a distinctive yellow band at the rear. They also have bright yellow tips to the legs, a yellow belt at the waist with an orange or yellow face.
A sweet-natured hedgehog has been rescued from starvation after suffering in the blazing heat of the city streets. The small creature was found spray-painted and baking in the heat on the side of Grange Road in Norwich. A passerby was walking her dog when she found the keeled-over hedgehog, which looked dead, and grabbed a jacket to wrap her up and carry her home to nurse her back to health. The creature was given food, water and bedding for her to recover. Lily Greenwood, who rescued the hedgehog, said she was all rolled up in a little ball and unravelled to have something to eat straight away. She drank so much water, I think she was dehydrated. Miss Greenwood discovered the hedgehog had escaped from an animal rescue centre after posting about finding the creature on Facebook. The white and pink spray painted dots were used to identify the creature as a female hedgehog at the centre.
A key piece of equipment used to maintain the region's waterways is to be replaced following a major funding boost. The cash will go towards purchasing a new concrete pump for the Broads Authority, a vital tool in its dredging operations. The £173,000 tool will be used to remove sediment from the rivers to keep them navigable. It follows the Broads Authority being granted £500,000 by the Department for Environment and Rural Affairs. Some of the remaining money will be put towards a new boat and two new jeeps for its rangers, as well as a tool to remove weeds and welfare huts for its staff.
An independent lifeboat station's crew has celebrated a milestone homecoming that embodies their unwavering commitment to saving lives at sea. Caister Lifeboat's new 1.6 million Medina-class vessel has come home after a three-year transformation from dream to reality. The crew sailed the boat for 7 hours as it made its way from the manufacturers Diverse Marine on the Isle of Wight, back to Caister. The bespoke vessel, which is yet to be officially named, is the latest addition to the service's life-saving arsenal. It now joins its custom-made trailer and tractor in a 2.5 million bid to keep the boat afloat for another two decades. Coxswain Guy Gibson said, "It was a proud moment to see the vessel land on familiar shores."
The owners of the Britannia Pier want to regenerate the venue, and their proposals will be discussed by members of Great Yarmouth Borough Council's Development Management Committee. The plans would see the redevelopment of the front of the pier with two Art Deco towers, similar to those at the nearby Wellington Pier, and an indoor space connecting the Pier Tavern with the refurbished arcade. Plans also include more access to the beach and promenade, the removal of an existing single-storey amusements building and erection of a new enlarged curved roof building. In a report prepared ahead of the meeting, planners are recommending that councillors approve the application. Now, we have reached the time for our second feature for you. Mike Hicks of Stalham Antiques Gallery tells us how we became a nation of tea drinkers. Here is Stephen Bumfrey to read his article.